Well, that concrete that you see now, you don't see them pouring no more concrete on the highways around here. That concrete was poured back in Huey Long's day.
I know why. Somebody told me that Long was getting 2 cents for every bag of cement concrete they used.
I don't know about that, but you see these concrete roads, you go from here to Franklin, that's on a certain distance way out there, a few miles. And that old concrete was all cracked and broke. Now they're going over where it gets too bad, they'll go there and they'll come back and put a layer of this mix that they put on the highway now.
Yeah.
I just named it there just now, but done.
Yeah, concrete.
They lay it on top of the concrete. So it's kind of a tar if you happen to get into it with your car when they first lay it down. If you done
asphalt. Yeah.
Asphalt.
Yeah.
You done undercoated your car.
What's that noise?
That's a frog.
What kind?
Well, that's just an old spring frog. That's a sign of rain. It'd be a dry spell, and you hear them old frogs go to croaking. Sign of rain.
Now, in town, a long time ago, did they have things you could walk on the side of the street?
Oh, yeah, sidewalks. To start off with, my daddy used to work on them. They have board sidewalks. About as wide as a regular sidewalk is now, say 4 foot. And they'd lay down a 2x4 or something like that to strip it with wood. I used to live up in town on Avenue E, and all down them streets, both sides. Before they paved the streets were just dirt. But them sidewalks had wooden sidewalks. On wood. And if the wood had rot, they'd have the repairman come on and replace it.
Mr. What's the soil like here?
Well, you got all kinds here. You got a gumbo stiff type. Some have got some back there on my property, but most of it is a sandy loam. That's you didn't see him. I don't know if you seen him or not. There's a guy from Michigan. Well, he's married down here now, but he used to come down here. Daddy, way back, I rented this field out here to plant gladiolas in. Had that whole field in gladiolas, plus the field he rented from my uncle down here. Had all of it. See, there's 12 or 15 acres down there, and about 18 acres in this field. Had the whole thing in gladiolas. Come from Sturgis, Michigan, I believe, to Illinois. Him and his whole family stayed down here. Tried to buy land down here, but nobody wouldn't sell him any. So he just rented the land.
Yeah.
I rented that land to him for $25 an acre. You know how they sprayed them things to keep the bug, you know, gladiolas have a bug, a worm or something gets in them gladiolas and just ruins them. But they'd spray them, dust them.
Yeah.
They'd get a guy in an airplane, fog them. And one time,